What a joy this morning to be able to preach God's word to you. As I look around this room and see that has taken place, it is just great, a testimony of God's goodness and grace.
今天我很开心可以回来这里跟大家分享神的话语，我见到中英文部一起，我们很开心。
If you didn't know, this is Brother David Chan, my interpreter.
在我旁边的是David，是中文部的。
And so it's great. I even I watch around the room, everybody who's helping out, our AV, or even our greeters and our welcome. It's just a reflection of the unity of the body of Christ.
我今天看到很开心，因为我们中英文部的弟兄姊妹一起联手去预备我们今天的崇拜。
And so this morning I'd like to proclaim God's word to you. And if you have your Bibles, please take them and turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter 1.
今天我所分享的经文就是在 創世記第一章26至28節。
This weekend at our retreat, the theme of our retreat was God's good design, sexuality, gender, and the gospel.
今個週末係我哋教會嘅退休會，咁我哋嘅主題咧就係關於性別同埋福音。
In our world, there is much confusion about our sexuality and gender today.
在現今這個世界，人對於性別存著很多的混亂。
And this is a direct result of man's rejection of God and his good design for mankind.
這是人拒絕神對人美好計劃的直接後果。
And in keeping with the theme of our retreat, then, I'd like to remind us of what is God's good design for mankind.
透過我們的退休會，我們想明白到神對我們美好設計是什麼。
And in so doing, I hope to equip you as the church to be able to answer the confusion of the world, and if God opens doors, to even refute the distortion of God's good design for mankind.
我們在這裡希望可以裝備到大家 去回应世界的混乱，同埋反驳佢哋对神美好设计嘅一啲扭曲。Many
of you already know that Genesis 1 describes how God created the heavens and the earth in 6 literal days.
喺创世记第一章描述到神点样用六日去创造天地。And
the creation of man on the 6th day is the crown of God's creation.
喺第六日神创造人，系神创造最冠冕嘅时刻。
Not only do we see it summarized here in verses 26 through 30, but it will be later further detailed in Genesis chapter 2.
在第一章26至28節講到神創造人的一個撮要，但在第二章就更加詳細去描述人是神創造的。
And so in these three verses this morning, we're going to learn of God's good design for mankind.
在這個早上這三節的經文，我們可以學習到
It will form for us the basis of an understanding of biblical anthropology. It tells us the nature of man, not based upon our own observations or even our own experiences, which are finite and often flawed, but upon the word of our Creator.
经文教导我们的天性
In the creation of man, as we look today, we're going to find three observations of God's good design for mankind.
我们今天会在经文看到三个神美好对人类设计的观察。
And so I'd like to read God's word for us, just in these three verses in totality. I'll read it to you, and I'll read it in English, and then perhaps David can read it in Cantonese. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth."
創世記第一章二十六節至到二十八節，神說：我們要照著我們的形象，按著我們的樣式造人，使他們管理海裡的魚、空中的鳥、地上的牲畜，以及全地和地上所有爬行的生物。於是神照著自己的形象創造人，就是照著神的形象創造了他。他創造的有男有女，神就賜福給他們，對他們說：要繁衍增多，充滿這地，征服它，也要管理海裡的魚、空中的鳥和地上所有走動的生物。
The first observation about God's good design for mankind is we see in verse 26 God's intention.
在第一個觀察入邊，我哋喺經文睇到神嘅心意，神講。
A distinct change takes place in God's creative activity here in verse 26.
喺呢一度講到神嘅工作。
In the previous acts of creation, God spoke impersonally. He would say, let there be this or that, let the waters be gathered, let the earth sprout vegetation, let the waters teem, or even let the earth bring forth.
之前所有的创造，在经文里面，神都是用客观的说话去讲，好像说，要这个，要那个，天下的水果要，天下的水要聚聚在一起，地上的要长出青草。
Now, for the first time, God speaks personally to himself.
这里是神第一次自己亲自跟自己讲嘢。
He's using what's the first person plural verb and pronoun.
他用到的是一个众数的第一身动词或者代名，同埋代名词。
He says, let us make.In our image, according to our likeness.
他这里说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
Various interpretations have been given for these plural pronouns, but two are most common.
有不同的解释，为什么会用众数的代名词？当中有两个比较普遍的解释。
The first is a plural of majesty that conveys basically the fullness of God's attributes and powers.
第一个解释，这个众数是代表很多的威严。
And this use is, however, is only found in nouns, but not used with verbs or pronouns as it is used here.
但是这个解释只是会在名词里出现，很少在动词和代名词。
And I take the second common view, and that is that these plural pronouns refer to the Trinity.
我哋所取嘅系第二个解释，呢个众数代表三位一体。
The word for God in the Hebrew Elohim is a plural form, and though it refers to God, it hints at the Trinity.
其实喺希伯来文，神呢个字 Elohim 都系一个众数嘅字。已经暗示出三位一体的意思。
Now in verse 26, it further points to the Trinity.
在二十六节更加讲到三位一体。
We already know from chapter 1, verse 2, that the Spirit of God was present. He was hovering over the primordial waters.
在第一章第二节讲到圣灵的存在，运行在水面上。
And from John chapter 1, you know, John chapter in the beginning was the Word, Word was with God, Word was God. John 1:1-3, we know that the Son of God was also present from creation.
在约翰福音第一章一至到三节，我们也都知道神的儿子在创造的时候已经是同在的。
And so with this understanding, verse 26 describes the members of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, deliberating the creation of man.
我哋所以喺呢度明白到神三一真神系特意去喺呢度一齐决定去创造人嘅。
The members of the Godhead are determining together to make man in our image.
佢呢度特别讲到佢哋决定以我们嘅形象去做人。
Specifically, God intends to make man for the unique role of ruling over the rest of creation. The fish, the birds, the cattle, and the creeping things.
神特別去造人，有一個獨特的身份去管理其他的創造物，有魚、有鳥、有牲畜和爬行的動物。
This revelation of God's intention to create man in his image to rule over creation indicates to us that mankind has a unique and distinct role in God's creation.
这里启示到神的心意，他用他自己的形象做人，去管理其他的动物，表示到神创造人有一个独特的身份。
Two implications are relevant in our confused, for our, especially in our confused world today.
有两个在这个混乱世界对我们的教导。
First of all, we learn from here that man is not just another animal.
第一，人不单只是只是其中一种动物。
In our worldview today, too many people think that man is just a highly evolved animal and therefore has no right to rule over the others.
有很多人认为人只不过是一个高度进化的动物。所以人是没有权利去管理其他动物的。
One organization's website writes, many humans grow up thinking of themselves as entirely different from and superior to other animals, those other animals, which lays the foundation for exploiting them.
有一个组织的网站是这样讲的，很多人长大认为人类是完全不同，同埋超越其他动物，以致建立根基去剝削其他動物。
The organization, many of you are probably aware, is PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, which exists to hashtag end speciesism.
这个组织就是爱护动物协会。这个组织它主张结束生物种族歧视。
To them, treating animals differently from mankind is a form of prejudice or discrimination and must be opposed.
他们认为对动物是不同人类是一种偏见和歧视，一定要反对的。
And what they oppose, however, is God's design.
但他们反对的其实是神的设计。
For God designed mankind to bear his image and like him, like God,Rule over and have dominion over creation.
他们反对是神的设计，神设计是他有他自人是有神自己的形象和样式去管理万物，这些包括是地上面的所有动物。
And this ruling over creation includes using animals for food and for clothing, but also.Includes us the responsibility to care for the animals and to enjoy them as we do many of our beloved pets.
以上包括以动物作为食物、作为衣服，但系人亦都照顾佢哋、享受佢哋，同埋我哋亦都会爱佢哋，好似动物，好似我哋嘅宠物。
But remember that first of all, that man is not just another kind of animal.
所以喺呢度讲到人唔系。只是其中一种动物。
But the second implication of this point is that man is not here by accident either.
第二个学习的就是人的存在不是偶然发生的。
We are not simply a product of time and chance.
我们的产生不是只是一些时间和机会而出来的。
We're not the end result of millions and millions of mutations allowing us to simply become the fittest species to survive.
我们的出现不是由数以百万个随机的变种以致成为最适合生存的生物。
If we are here by chance, then we do not exist here for any purpose.
如果我们的出现是随机的，那我们的生存其实就毫无意义。
Our lives are truly arbitrary.And vanity.
我们的生命就是随意和虚无的。
However, the truth that we are intended creation of God means that we have a purpose that God has made us for.
我们真理讲到就是神定义去创造，就是代表神创造我们是有目的的。
And we are most fulfilled when we discover and do that for which we were created.
我们最大的满足就是可以知道神创造给我们的意义。
And while ruling over a creation is a role for which mankind is created, It does not ultimately define who we are.
雖然神俾管理地上面嘅萬物係我哋其中一個角色，但係呢個唔係我哋最終嘅意義。
And this leads to our second observation of God's good design for mankind.
跟住就帶到我哋講第二個觀察。
And that is God's image in verse 27.
呢個就係講到神嘅形象。
Here in verse 27, we see how God creates mankind, both male and female.
神創造人類有男有女。
Three times in these verses, we see that the verb created is used. God created, He created, and He created.
在这一节里面讲到创造有三次，这个字创造有讲到神创造，他创造，他创造。
Make no mistake, mankind is created by God.
不要搞错，人是被造的。
But what is unique about man's creation, among all of God's creation, is that we are created in the image of God.
但是我们独特之处，人被造是照着神的形象造的。
And this refers back to what we saw in verse 26, those two phrases, when God deliberated and said, let's make man in our image and according to our likeness.
这里回去讲到在26节的时候，我们是照着神的形象，按着我们的样式来做的。
So understanding those two little phrases will help us understand what it means to be made in the image of God.
明白这两个词语的时候，就可以让我们明白到什么是神的形象。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 3 sheds light on these terms.
在创世纪第五章第三节里面，可以帮助到我们明白这个神的形象的意思。
We read there, when Adam had lived 130 years, he became the father of a son in his own likeness, according to his image, and named him Seth.
这里五章第三节讲到，亚当130岁的时候，生了一个儿子，样式和形象和自己相似，就给他起名叫撒特。
And so the same phrases you notice are used there in that verse.
在这里是讲到相同的词语。
But Seth was not a clone or an identical copy of Adam, but rather shared the same internal and external attributes and characteristics of his father.
撒特并不是亚当完全相同的复制人，但是他有相同内在和外在的特质。
The phrase, the image of God, used four times in the Old Testament, three times here in this verse, and once in chapter 9, verse 6, does not mean that man is an identical copy of God, but rather somehow we, in some internally, externally, share the same characteristics with God.
神的形象在旧约这里出现了四次，三次在这里，一次就在九章，意思不是说人是神的复制，但是我们拥有神内在和外在一些相同的特质。
Since God is spirit, that means he does not have a physical body, we must understand that the similarity is one that is primarily internal.
因为神是一个灵，所以我们需要明白这个相似主要是内在的。
And internally, we as mankind share in the same communicable attributes of God, like life, personality, truth, wisdom, love, holiness, justice, to name a few.
在内在里面，我们知道人是有神的一些可传递的特质，例如生命、个性、真理、智慧、爱、圣洁和公义。
And like God, man is a person who has intellect, will, emotion, and morals.
好似神咁，人係有智力嘅，有意志、感情同埋道德。
No other creature in the world is created in the image of God.
冇其他嘅生物係好似人咁，用神嘅形象嚟做嘅。
Note also importantly, that God created mankind here with two genders, male and female.
另外一个重点就是神造人有两个性别，男和女。
And both man and woman are created in the image of God.
而兩樣都係照住神嘅形象做嘅。
So in brief, in summary, mankind is different from the rest of creation because man and woman were created in the image of God.
總括嚟講，人類同其他創造物係唔同，因為男人同女人都係照住神嘅形象創造嘅。
And this truth, though very seems very fundamental and basic, is greatly needed in our world today.
呢個咁基本嘅真理喺呢個世界入邊係好需要嘅。
First of all, this truth is the basis for our understanding of the sanctity of life.
呢一個真理係我哋對生命係神性係作為基礎嘅。
To destroy a life is to destroy one created in God's image.
毀壞一個生命就係好似毀壞神嘅形象嘅創造。
In Genesis chapter 9, verse 6, God instructs Noah after the flood these words, Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed, for in the image of God he made man.
在創世記第九章第六節講到，神在創造洪水之後指示挪亞，這裡講，流人血的人也必流他的血，因為神造人是照著他自己的形象。
Every life, no matter young or old, whether days old after conception or days before death, is to be valued and guarded.
每一个生命，无论老幼，无论是受孕之后几日，或者是死亡之前几日，生命都是重要同埋要保护的。
Secondly, this truth is needed because it is the basis for gender.
第二，这个真理是重要，因為這個是性別的基礎。
The world has constructed its own definition of gender and sex.
這個世界自己建立了一套對性別和兩性分別的定義。
Sex being what you are born biologically, your chromosomes, and gender being what you identify as.
兩性的分別就是一個生物學上面，你出世嘅時候已經定男或者女。
Therefore, you kind of look at the various websites, you find that there are 50 plus and increasing genders in our world.
但係性別咧，就係你自己界定嘅。你可以喺而家揾到多過50個唔同嘅性別。
But if we look at God's word, what it says here, God tells us that there are two sexes, two genders, male and female.
但是神在这里讲到，我们只是有两个性别，男性和女性。
And yes, we understand that sin corrupts the body, corrupts the brain, but in God's design, there are only two genders.
我们可以看到，我们的解释是已经被扭曲了，在神的设计里面，是只是有两个性别。
And this is simply for the practical necessity for the multiplication of the human race.
而呢個係人類可以生養眾多所必須要嘅。
But third and most importantly, being created in the image of God is the basis for our identity.
喺第三個樣，我哋要學習嘅係，亦都係最重要嘅。神嘅形象係做我哋身份嘅基礎。
We are ultimately defined as image bearers of God.
我们最终是被称为有神形象的人。
God created us in His image so that we would strive to reflect God in everything that we do.
神以祂的形象创造我们，我们做任何事都应该努力去反映神。
When we love, we reflect God's love.
我们爱，我们反映神的爱。
When we show mercy, we reflect God's mercy.
我们去怜悯的时候，我们是反映神的怜悯。
And in all the ways that reflect God's character, we shine God's attributes to our world.
我们去反映神的时候，就是将神的光去带给世界。
But sadly, of course, the image of God was corrupted when Adam and Eve sinned.
但是很可惜，神的形象在人的当中，亚当、夏娃犯罪的时候已经受损。
To rescue man from the curse of sin, God sent us His Son.
但是从最终救我们出来，神差遣了他独生的儿子。
And his son is unique because while all mankind is made in the image of God, Jesus Christ is the image of God.
儘管人類是照著神的形象去做，但是耶穌基督是神的形象。
We read that in our call to worship, Colossians 1, as well as 2 Corinthians. We find that in 2 Corinthians 4 as well.
我們在剛才的哥羅西書和哥林多後書的時候，我們已經講到這件事。
Christ came and died on the cross for our sins.
耶穌基督來到地上面為到我們的罪死。
And all who believe upon Jesus become a new creation in Christ. Start beginning to become conformed into the image of the Son of God.
我們信耶穌的人，在耶穌裡面，我們慢慢地合乎神兒子的形象。
And we see this referred to in Romans 8:29.
這裡是由羅馬書第八章二十九節講到的。
The more we are conformed to Christ, the more you and I reflect the image of God to our world.
我們越像耶穌，我們就越能夠反映神的形象。
Therefore, those of us who are saved should strive to reflect the image of God in all that we do.
所以我們被拯救的人都應該在生活上面反映神。
This leads to us to our third and final observation of God's good design for mankind.
这里我们去到第三个神对人美好设计的观察。
And that is God's instruction.
这里是讲到神的吩咐。
In verse 28, after creating man in his image, we read that God blessed them.
这里在第一章二十八节讲到神祝福他们。
What does that exactly mean when we say, we read that God blessed them?
乜嘢呢个意思？点解咧？神祝福佢哋。
It means what is entailed in the commands that follow: be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth.
呢度讲到其实系后面命令嘅内容，要繁衍增多，充满这地。
But how can a command be a blessing?
怎样才可以令到一个命令变为一个祝福呢？
I think of it in this way, in this illustration. When you go over to your parents' or grandparents' home, grandparents as a kid, inevitably, what do they tell you to do? They will have your favorite food or their snack, and they'll tell you to eat, eat.
我用一个例子，就好似我哋细个嘅时候，去我哋爷爷、嫲嫲或者婆婆佢哋屋企咧，佢哋都会。整一啲好好食嘅嘢，同埋一啲零食，就會叫你食啦，你食啦。
And of course, as obedient grandchildren, you eat, right?
咁好似我哋呢啲咁乖嘅孫，一定會聽嫲嫲嘅話去食噶啦。
And though it is a command from your grandparents, or it is meant to be a blessing, right?
聽落係好似一個爺爺嫲嫲佢哋俾我哋一個命令。
See, God's blessing for man is through.Children.
但係其實嘅意思係祝福神對人嘅祝福就係透過孩子。
Ask a Christian parent what is their greatest blessing after salvation in Jesus, and almost universally they will tell you that it is their children.
如果問基督徒父母得救之後最大嘅祝福係乜嘢咧？幾乎所有嘅都會講係佢哋嘅孩子。
Children are a gift from the Lord.
孩子是神给我们的礼物。
And in order to multiply, both a man and woman are needed.
要繁衍增多。
Not two men.
要一个男人和一个女人，不是两个男人。
Not two women.
不是两个女人。
And we know that homosexuality as practiced in our world, is a corruption of God's good design.
我哋知道同性戀係敗壞神美好嘅設計嘅。
What is unique about God's instructions to man is the addition of two other commands.
呢度喺度反映到神俾我哋吩咐係兩個命令。
The commands are to subdue and rule, which reflect of the intention of God from earlier in verse 26.
神嘅意思係征服。同埋管理呢兩個命令。
And what does these two words mean? Later context of Genesis 2, verse 5 and 15 gives us the idea that it means to cultivate or to caretake creation.
呢兩個命令 其實在第二章第五節和十五節講到耕種和看守的意思。
In short, God created mankind to be a steward of creation.
簡而言之，神創造人是為了管理其他的造物。
Man's responsibility was to take care of the world.
人的責任就是要看守這個世界。
He was to be a ruler of the world on behalf of God.
我們是代表神去管理這個世界。
And even in that, it reflects how God is the ruler of all of us.
所以亦都是講到神先是這個地上面的統治者。
However, our right, mankind's right to rule was forfeited at the fall.
但是很可惜的，人的墮落已經令到我們喪失了這個統治權。
In Genesis 9:7, you remember after the flood, when God judged the world, when Noah came out of the ark, God gave the command to be fruitful and multiply again to Noah. But significantly, God doesn't not give the command again to subdue and rule over the animals.
在創世記第九章第七節，洪水過後，當挪亞同埋佢家人喺方舟出嚟嘅時候，神吩咐佢哋家人要生養眾多，但係神冇再叫佢哋征服同埋管理其他嘅動物。
Sadly, when man sinned, he forfeited his right to rule over the earth.
可悲嘅就係當人犯罪嘅時候，佢就喪失咗統治地上面生物嘅權利。
And guess who became the ruler of the world?
你哋估下邊一個變咗世界嘅統治者咧
？According to John 12:31, Satan is now the ruler of the world.
根據約翰福音裏邊講到，撒旦而家就係世界嘅統治者。
And what's more, we do not in the New Testament it never repeats this command to rule and subdue over the world.
更加重要嘅就係喺新約嘅時候。神都冇再重複呢一個命令。
And while it doesn't mean that we don't take care of the world and are be responsible in with the creation that God that around us，
呢個唔代表我哋唔需要再去愛呢個世界或者去喺呢個世界上面管理。
But Christians are called to a different task。
但係基督徒。是被神差去做第二樣嘢。
We are called to make disciples.
我哋被差去建立門徒。
To proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我哋去宣揚主耶穌基督喺十字架被釘死嘅福音。
And this way we multiply. And
喺咁樣，我哋就可以生養眾多啦。
But one day, man will return to his role of subduing and having dominion over the earth.
但有终一日，人系会翻去管理同埋统治呢一个世界。
And Scripture in other places tells us that this will take place when Jesus Christ returns.
喺圣经入边系讲到呢个时候就系耶稣基督再来嘅时候。
In the meantime, we must do what we can to lead others to saving faith in Jesus Christ.
喺呢个时候。我哋只可以尽力去带领其他人相信耶稣基督而可以得救。
And the multiplying of disciples coincides and most effectively in the multiplying of children.
有一个最有效嘅方法去传福音就是去建立一个家庭。
God uses Christian parents to lead their children to Christ.
神用基督徒嘅父母去带领佢哋嘅孩子归向基督。
In fact, most people come to saving faith in Jesus Christ as children.
事實上，有好多嘅孩子喺細個嗰時候就已經相信耶穌基督而得救。
It is a strategic time to influence them with the gospel.
呢個係一個有效嘅時間去引導佢哋嘅。
And if we don't, the world will influence them.
因為如果我哋唔咁樣做嘅話，這個世界就會咁樣做。
And much of the confusion that we address today will become their confusion.
世界的混乱就会变成孩子的混乱。
But if we love our children, we will not only bear them and lead them to become the image bearers of God through faith in Jesus Christ.
我们这样做就可以让我们的孩子透过对耶稣基督的信心变为有神形象的人。
And so, In conclusion, God's word reveals to us how God created man in his image.
总结来讲, 神的话就是告诉我们, 祂是照着祂的形象去做人。
And much of the confusion in our world today is because of the rejection of God and his design for mankind.
在世界上的混乱, 就是人去拒绝神对人类的设计。
God's intention, God's image, God's instructions in these three verses point to the grand plan of God to save a people through his Son who would bear his image to the world.
祂的神的心意, 神的形象, 神的吩咐, 是指出了神伟大的计划, 藉着祂的儿子去拯救人, 让他们可以有神的形象。
And may God enable us to do so as we leave these doors today.
让神都可以令到我们在这里可以去持守这件事。
Let's close in prayer.
我们一起祈祷。
Father in heaven, thank you for your word. And we praise you that in your word tells us that we are created in your image. We are not just another kind of animal. We are not evolved after millions and millions of years, after many millions of mutations, to simply become the fittest species to live on the earth. But we are your creation, uniquely made in your image, so that we might bear your image in the world. Father, we praise you, and we recognize that this is a great blessing from you. And we pray that we as men and women would bear your image to the world. And we know that we can't do this on our own because of our sin, but we thank you that through faith in Jesus Christ, you are doing a work of making us a new creation, that you are recreating in us, restoring in us the image that you have made us and designed us to bear. Father, we pray that your Spirit would continue to do a work in our lives to make us more to reflect your image, and especially the image of Christ to our world. As we are faithful and multiply and make disciples of Jesus Christ, God, we pray that you would use us as we go forth through these doors today, and that your church would continue to be a light to the world. Lord, there is so much confusion. And many people hold to some views that are completely contrary to your good design for mankind. And Lord, we know that because you are good, that these instructions that you've given us, they are for our good. We pray that you would give open doors for us to share these truths with others, to share with our children, so that our children would grow up to be the image bearers of Christ and of you. God, we pray that you thank you for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God.